Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about masks and masks mandates and all of that good stuff. So back in July, was it July? Actually, no, July 1st was when they took away the mask mandates. That's right. So, and then all of a sudden, just recently, I can't remember how long ago, in British Columbia, I think it's only been a couple of weeks, they recently brought back the mask mandates. And so all places, indoor places, restaurants, just all these places, yeah, you have to wear a mask. Well, you're supposed to wear a mask. Honestly, I've been there. I've done that. I got the t-shirt to say I survived 2020, y'all. Like, I ain't doing it again, okay? It's kind of like if I leave a job, I don't go back to that job. I'm done with that job. And so I'm not about that life, you know? So I've already been there. I've already done that. So for me, I never wear them. The only place I do actually wear it is at my job, mainly because the guys who I work with, a lot of them are such crybabies. And they're just big whiners, and so it's super annoying just how big of crybabies they are. Like, literally, like, some of the biggest crybabies that I've ever met. Like, these guys probably wake up wearing their mask, okay? Like, some of these guys. Not all, okay, I'm not, you know, blanketing them all, but I'm saying, like, seriously. I get the emails, I get the WhatsApp messages, and these guys are just like whining and crying. So and so wasn't wearing a mask at work today, and just, it's just like, guys, just like, Jesus, you know, like, you're pretending to be like these hard, you know, workers, but you're some of the biggest Nancy boys I've ever met. So yeah, just always complaining, big crybabies, right? So that's pretty much like the only place that I'll wear it, but not even all the time. Like, sometimes when we go by the office, they like quickly put theirs on. Like, oh, I gotta put this on. Like, put yours on. I'm like, no. Like, oh man, you're gonna get in trouble. They're gonna, you know, ask why you weren't wearing it. I'm like, well, I'ma tell them I was drinking, I was eating, I was sneezing, you know. Don't want to get my mask all dirty. I would take my mask off when I sneeze, you know. So, like, it's seriously, like, just, it's too much. I just can't stand with, you know, with this thing. And so what I'll also do, here's what I'll do. So let's say I have to take a taxi. And so let's say if I took a taxi, I hop in. Sometimes the person who's driving, they might actually be reaching for their mask, but what I'll actually do is I'll actually interject their action with by hitting them with like a question or something, you know, just like, hey, how's your day going, you know, like just something that just kind of stops them. And I might even like interject with like another comment of you know, like, It's a beautiful day, like, you know, are you close to the end of your shift or something, you know, like, I'll kind of interject that. I'll even do this if I walk into a coffee shop, and because everybody, okay, if customers aren't in, nobody's wearing a mask, I'm telling you that right now. I walk in and all of a sudden everyone reaches and jumps for their mask, and so it's just like, I'll always try to interject, and my goal with that is simply, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to show them, hey, look, don't worry about that. I'm cool, okay? I'm cool if you're cool. And if you're cool, we can be cool together, okay? Like, we can just feel liberated for like the 2 minutes that I'm here grabbing my coffee, all right? So just be cool, all right? So then I do that all the time. And like, I always try to interject just a little bit, just to kind of like interrupt their putting on of the mask. And then they might even see, they might look at me and see that I don't have one on. And then they're like, oh, and you'll see them. They might even not put it on. And so, because like at the end of the day, I'm not going to. I walk into the restaurants that I walk into, and if a business does not want to accept me for not wearing a mask, well, you know what? I'm gonna take my business elsewhere. I just walked into a store, okay, one of my favorite stores, and I just spent $55 on two pairs of socks. I got the receipt right here. Let's see, what is it? $51. $51 on two pairs of socks. You're probably thinking like, what the hell? Like, those socks made out of gold? Well, they're actually they're high quality. They're nice. They're my favorite pairs of socks. Favorite brand. Darn Tough is what they're actually called. They have a lifetime warranty. So if you get any holes in them, you just put through the warranty, and as long as you have both pairs of socks, one pair of socks, both socks, you will actually get a brand new pair of socks back. So I bought these. I walked into the store, and at first they have a sign that says face coverings required. And I thought about it for a second. One, because I like this store. Two, because they made it pretty prevalent. Like, there was no like little clause in there of like, we recommend face masks. It just said face masks required, and we are allowed to, we have the right to refuse service for those who don't want to wear it. And so I was like, okay, this could be interesting. Let's find out. So I walked in there, and it's Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon, and this store is bumping. There's a lot of people in this store, and I'm like, oh man, this is where we, you know, separate the men from the boys right here. There I am, I'm like, there's got to be somebody else here. Like, this kind of store, there's got to be somebody else who's not wearing one. There's got to be. There wasn't. There literally wasn't. I was the only one. And I'm like, holy moly. Now, the thing is, in a situation like this, I can understand why people who may not agree with the masks, who may not like them, and I can understand why they go along with it. And the reason being is because it's uncomfortable. You don't know if the staff is looking at you like you're a piece of shit. You don't know if the person that you're standing next to is looking at you like you're a piece of shit, and they're just like ready to just pounce on you, right? Because there's Karens everywhere, okay? There's Karens everywhere. They'll be like, excuse me, sir. I've only ran into one guy who was actually at the hotel that I was staying at, and it was in the elevator. And he's like, you're supposed to wear a mask. I didn't even answer him. Sometimes I'm kind of glad I'm not very witty. You know, people who are like real quick and real witty. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not that quick in that instance, because what happens is the statement goes into my ear, and then I process it through my brain. And then by the time I come up with an answer, they're gone. And so sometimes, like, maybe I might like tell this guy to go fuck himself, right? So it's probably a good thing that I'm not quick and witty like that. So thankful for that. but it is uncomfortable. So I understand why people would just go along with it and put it on and follow the crowd, because it is uncomfortable. I'm standing in this store, and the lineup was huge. Like, just to buy my two pairs of socks, there was probably about 20 people in front of me. Like, it like spiraled around, and then it went up in a little bit. I was like, oh man, this is a lineup. There I am, just standing, no mask, in all my glory, and I just got these eyes looking at me. I'm like, holy moly, this is where we separate the men from the boys, right here. But I just mind my own business, okay? I just do my own thing. I'm not making any comments. I'm not saying to other people, like, you shouldn't wear that, like, take that thing off. Like, there are people who are like that, and honestly, guys, like, we don't need that. Like, we don't need that at all. Like, if you don't want to wear the mask, like, then don't wear it. Okay. But the thing is that don't go around and, like, grab at somebody else's mask. And this actually happens. This is true. This happens. I've heard of it. I've seen of it. I know people who have done it. And they yell at other people for wearing the mask. And it's just like, guys, just... if they want to wear the mask, like, just leave them alone. Like, whatever. If I, like, I never bother somebody if they're going to wear a mask. Okay? I won't wear it. Okay? Because it's scientifically proven that it does nothing. Okay? Ask the scientists of virology and all that medical stuff. Okay? One time, I heard somebody that they were talking. They were trying to talk. They were wearing theirs, and they were trying to talk. And they said, "They're like, oh, it's so hard to talk in this thing." And I just kind of giggled and laughed, and under my breath, I was like, "That's the idea, that's the idea." And they didn't get it. They're like, "What?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it." Like, and so anyways, there I am, by my socks, only person in the store. And it's super uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. Because you don't know what somebody else is thinking. Like, there could be, like, a customer just ahead of me, like, just waiting to pounce on me. And, you know, it's like, dude, mind your own business. Like, you have zero clue. Like, mind your business if you see somebody else without a mask, or even with a mask. Mind your business. You know, just... do your thing. I walk in, I don't say anything. I don't make comments on other people. If somebody wants to say anything, which nobody has really said, they just kind of given me the eyes. I'm just there to buy my socks. You know, just not there to cause any problems, not there to try and wake up nobody. Okay? Like, because you're essentially gonna fight an uphill battle. I'm sorry. I'm not there to get viral on a video because somebody is recording me, whatever. I'm just there to buy my socks, just do my thing. Okay, you want to wear a mask, you want to follow the rules, you want to do all that stuff, go ahead. But don't expect me to follow along with your bullshit rules. And if you don't think that they're bullshit, sit down with me and I will explain step by step why it is 100% bullshit. Okay, so this doesn't just follow in masks. This follows in all kinds of things in life. People are afraid of other people. Other people's opinions, society's expectations, your family's expectations. They just go with the flow. So let's talk about the Pope, for example. Nobody will come out and say, "Oh, I got the poke because I was just really feeling uncomfortable with the peer pressure and everybody else had it. I was the last person in the office to get it. And then finally I just caved and I went and got it, booked my appointment and got it. And I gave into peer pressure." What can I say? I gave into peer pressure. Nobody's going to come out and say that. Like, who's going to do that? Nobody. People are going to give you some bullshit line of, "Oh, you know, I just felt like I had to do my part, you know, I just had to, you know, just make sure that I'm not killing somebody's grandma, you know." And it's like, no, dude, you gave in because you're a coward. Okay, that's why. They're gonna give you, "Oh, I just wanted to travel, you know, like I just wanted to travel. Traveling's my passion. That's what I love, and that's just what I wanted to do." And but if you dug deep enough, I'm sure if you sat down with them and you dug deep enough, you could probably find out that they didn't do it to travel at all. They felt uncomfortable. They hated being in those situations where everybody's talking about it. And do you know how all the poked people, they all talk about, "Oh, did you get your poke?" "Yeah, I got my poke. I got my second one." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I got my second one coming up." And they just talk about it. I don't care. I don't ask somebody. The only time I might ask somebody is if I think somebody's cool. if I think somebody's cool, I'll ask them. I'll be like, are you gonna get the poke? And they're like this one guy, I was working with this one guy, I was like, you gonna get the poke? And he says, he's like, no, I'm not. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I'm not conspiracy, I'm not anti this or any of that. But the more I look into this and the more of everything that's happening, it just doesn't make sense. I was like, good for you. I like that. I like to hear that. Okay, because someone like me, I'm deep into this shit. So like, there's no way yet in hell you're giving me that shit. But somebody who's kind of like on the fence and they're kind of like, they're not as deep into it as I am, when they start to question it, when they start to think that something's odd, I love that. That means something's happening, a change is happening, something's happening. So that's the only time I'll ever ask somebody, because most of the time you can pretty much assume that everybody's gonna be poked, okay? But only if I think somebody's cool am I ever going to ask them, because I genuinely want to know. And then I'm genuinely interested, why or why not, you know? So yeah, now the thing is that, yes, I know it's uncomfortable to walk into a store, a restaurant, wherever, and to not have a mask on. It's extremely uncomfortable. Because like you really don't know what somebody's thinking of you. And the thing is that really they shouldn't think anything. Because it's none of their business as to why or why you may not be wearing one. Let's say you were a prisoner of war and you were beaten and tortured with a bag over your head or something. Let's say you had something like that. Well, you know, and now you've got PTSD. Anytime, you know, something comes close to your face, you get really affected by it. So really these people who try and say that you are you're selfish or, you know, like whatever, it's like they don't know your story. They don't know who you are. They have it's none of their business as to why you may not be wearing one. So if somebody asks you, you just tell them, you know, like, I would if I could. I would if I could. Oh, but Nathan, I don't want to lie. You know what? Sometimes you gotta just, you know, do what you gotta do in the world that we live in. Okay? So that's, people don't lie. Well, most people don't lie because they want to lie. A lot of people may lie because they need to lie. Right? Like, woman comes up to you and says, do I look fat in this dress? You're going to tell her no. I'm probably not, but you're probably going to tell her no. Okay? But you pick your battles, right? So it's just very well known. So you don't lie because you want to lie. You lie because you need to lie. And I know that may sound bad, but don't try and pretend like you're some saint who's never, you know, said a lie or anything. You lie to your kids all the time. You lie to your family all the time. You lie to your neighbor all the time. Like, I'm sure if somebody asked you like how you are and your whole life's falling, or your whole life's falling apart, and you're like, oh, it's good. It's good. I'm great. Oh, I'm great. I'm so good. I'm great. I'm fantastic. But you know that's a lie. You don't lie because you want to. You lie because you need to. And so that is just like a truth that a lot of people don't want to have to admit. Or we try to sugarcoat it and say, oh, that's a white lie. If it ain't white, it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, what kind of bullshit are you saying? Like, you lied, okay? No, well, like, I fibbed, okay? No, you fucking flat out lied. Don't try and sugarcoat it. saying that you fibbed. Don't try and sugarcoat it, saying that it was a little white lie to tell your kids that Santa's real. Santa ain't fucking real. The Easter Bunny ain't fucking real. But you lie through your teeth to your kids, okay, to your nieces and nephews all the time, telling them that Santa's real and that nieces are real. I would love to know, to be able to like sit down and know what kind of psychological damage we do to children when we carry out a lie like this. Like, kids are like so invested emotionally into things. And you're like, yeah, Santa's real, Santa's gonna do this. They're like, wow, Santa's gonna do this. And like, you know how emotionally invested kids get, right? They're like, whoa, Santa Claus is coming. Yeah, yeah, Santa Claus. And they're just like running around the house. And then you're trying to like get them to bed. And you're like, Santa's not gonna come if you're not in bed. And they're like, oh God. And then they go to bed, right? So they're so emotionally invested. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start to go through life. And they're looking around, and let's say they still believe in Santa Claus. They go to school one day, and they're like, oh man, I can't wait till Santa Claus. You know, I asked Santa Claus for this, and then all of a sudden, maybe they hear it from one of their, you know, classmates or whatever, and they're like, bro, you still believe in Santa Claus, dude? Like, don't you know Santa Claus isn't real? And you're like, what? No. And then your parents have to come clean and tell you that Santa Claus isn't real. Easter, like, whatever it is, whatever lie, bullshit lie that you decided to tell, lie through your teeth, you fibbed, little white lie, whatever it is, you lied, okay? Big fat fucking lie. And so I always wonder, like, what kind of psychological damage do we do to children because you like took something that they were so emotionally invested in and you ran with it. You fucking ran with it, right? And you just like stirred up that emotion for them only for one day for you to actually turn around and just fucking crush their little souls, the poor things. Poor things, you know? And then you have the audacity to say, oh, it was just a little white lie and it's okay. So... what does this even have to do with masks, right? I don't even know how we got into it. At the end of the day, that's right, because I was saying, like, people are saying, oh, I don't want to lie to people saying that I would wear a mask if I could. You know what? You lie through your teeth in so many areas of your life. I bet if I followed you around for an entire week, I could fucking just, like, fill up a notebook full of all your lies. Okay, all your bullshit lies. So don't play little saint, okay, when it comes to this. So just admit that you lie. It's okay. We all lie. It's okay. None of us are perfect. Like I said, we don't lie because we want to. We lie because we have to. All right. So the thing is that if somebody asks you, first of all, it's none of their business as to why you may not be wearing a mask. Second of all, if a business decides to refuse you for not wearing a mask, well, guess what? Take your hard-earned dollars and go elsewhere. And if we all do this and we all stand up to this, what's gonna happen is they are eventually going to say, gee, our revenue is just in the toilet right now. And so we don't necessarily know what to do. And it's like, well, maybe if you didn't have such a stupid mask mandate, you know, maybe people would come to you. So that's your own fault. So I know it's tough to wear the damn thing. I know it is. To not wear the thing. Okay, I know it is. You walk into a store, you're the only person in there. When I go into like a place like Costco, last time I was in there was last week, and like I just go in there, I mind my own business, I'm in there. 99% of people are wearing it. And there might be like a couple who I'll see, I'm like, oh cool, man, like, yo, real, recognize real, you know what I'm saying? So I have a good time with it. It's getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, and if you can do that, you can pretty much kick ass and take names in so many areas of your life. And if we all come together, if we all come together for all of us who do not like the muzzles, if we all came together and just faced it and said, you know what, I'm not going to do it anymore, screw it, they would only have we would basically be forcing their arms and saying, hey, we're not going to make it mandatory, but it's optional. If you feel you need to wear it, you wear it. If you feel you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. But the only way we can get to that point is if all of us who are not in agreeance with the mandates, we come together. That's the only way that it'll ever happen. So I know that there's other people in that store who probably did not want to be wearing one, but they saw that everybody else was. And then all of a sudden, they're the only black sheep. I've been a black sheep my whole life, so I know what it's all about, okay? It doesn't get easier. You just get stronger, that's all. Okay, you just say, fuck it, you know? I built this city. I'm gonna do what I want. And like I said, I just walked in and spent $55, $51 on two pairs of socks. So if you don't want to take my business, guess what? I'm gonna take my hard-earned money and I'm gonna go somewhere else. Oh, but they're more expensive there. But you know what? They're gonna take my hard-earned money, that's what. I'm willing to take my hard-earned dollars elsewhere. And then we can also vote with our voices as well. So if I walk into a business, and most businesses are actually really good. I haven't really run into many businesses that have denied me. But when they're cool, and I just strut in, I do my thing, I'm just like, what's up, you know? I go into restaurants all the time, I go into stores all the time. I've yet to go into the mall that I'm like right next to. I've yet to go into there. But if they're cool, and they don't even like twinge or anything like that, they don't make any snide comments or anything, I'm more than happy to go on to Google Maps and write them a 5-star review. Anybody who is cool deserves a 5-star review, at least from me. So we can actually vote in this way. But the second I am disrespected and judged and what would that word be? I don't know, stereotyped, whatever, right? The second that I am in a business where I'm about to spend my hard-earned dollars, you can bet that I'm going to write a review on you, and it's not going to be a good one. Now, what if we all did this? Well, guess what? One, when we go on to Google Maps, and I'm looking for a restaurant, and I see all these people, let's say our code word was, these people are cool. So nice to be around cool people. And then, like, you know, I read that, I'm like, oh, these guys are cool, all right. I know what restaurant I'm going to. And so, there was one business, actually. I used to go into this store all the time. It was actually in Prince George is where it was. In and out of the town, whenever I was coming or going out of Prince George, I would always go to this store, always. Why? Because it was on the edge of the city, on my way out or on my way in. And I'd always stop in, I'd always spend money there. One time I walked in, I'm finishing my coffee, I just bought a coffee. And what had happened was, I'm at the end of my coffee, and I walk in, and I was going to put on my muzzle, but I was just drinking my coffee. Let me drink my coffee. I'm sure if I had the freaking thing on my chin, they probably wouldn't have said anything, but it was because I didn't have it in view. So Like, no, I'm not going to drink my coffee with this thing around my chin. So then, I talked about this before, is that, you know, the lady is just like, excuse me, sir, you need a mask, and like, bam, bam, bam. So I left a nasty review for them. And then also, my other small town that I'm from, this was back in like Christmas time. I went in with money to burn. I went in saying, looking for something cool. And these were like expensive stores in this little town. And I went in with money to burn. And I was like, man, I got some money. I'm looking for like a gift. I'm looking for something cool. I walk in, I just bought my coffee and I'm about to enjoy it. And I walk in, excuse me, sir, you need a mask? I'm like, yeah, like, I just want to like finish my coffee first. No, you need a mask. I'm like, can I finish my coffee first? Like, you can have it on and then you can just like pull it down and sip it. I'm like, you can just pull it down and sip it, okay? Fuck. So I was like, whatever. So I left. I was like, you go fuck yourself, you know? I can tell you one thing, that they most definitely don't have a good review from me, that's for sure. And my reviews, they hold some weight to them. Why? Because I have like 200 and something of them. And that's powerful versus somebody who just makes an account and then makes one review with like no substance whatsoever. So my one-star review is going to be more powerful than just like some nobody. So if you have an account like that where you have a lot of opinions all around, well, guess what? You're going to hold a lot of weight. So that's how we can actually use these tools that we have in order to be able to vote and share. So, and the funny thing is, I went into a store like on the next block, same kind of store, very expensive. And I walked into there and I don't know, I just spent like $100 just like that. Just like, hey, I want this and I want that. And I want this. Thank you. And I walked out. I will never step foot into that other store again. They can get fucked for all I care. So that's what we can do. And at the end of the day, no, it's nobody's business as to why you may or may not have one on. Okay, I don't care why you are wearing one. Okay, so you shouldn't care why I'm not wearing one. Okay, mind your business, all right? I remember I saw somebody, they made a post and something. It was like, if you see a woman whose hair's all frazzled and maybe she's a little not all dressed up and maybe she's looked like she's gained a little bit of weight because of COVID, mind your business. That's what it said. It said, mind your business. And I'm like, oh, really? You are going to tell people to mind their business, eh? But you're the very same person who would say something to somebody else or be in support of other people of like this whole tyrannical bullshit that is happening. So anyways, guys, in order to be able to get through this, we have to work together. That is the thing. And in order to work together, we have to stand up to it. As uncomfortable as it may be, we have to stand up to it. We have to share our voice. We have to do it. We have to let them know, okay, a business can't function without us. We are the lifeblood of a business. And if a business dares to say, oh, you can't step foot in here unless you muzzle yourself, well, guess what? Then we take our business elsewhere, because there's plenty of other people who will want our business. So anyways, hope you guys enjoyed it. All right. Don't comply to the BS. But also be respectful. There's enough people out there who are not respectful at all. One, they're just not respectful in their, say, appearance.
They expect respect, but they look like a slob. They expect respect, but they are loud and obnoxious and idiotic. They expect respect, but they are rude to people. So the thing is that, like, I think I'm able to get away with a lot of this stuff, like being able to walk in, because one, if somebody wants to challenge me, go right ahead. Usually the only people who challenge me are like the real hard, like Karens. That's usually the only people. But for the most part, like, let's say if I walked in looking like a beta male, then I'm sure that somebody would come over and be like, excuse me, sir, you have to wear a mask. And then they would just cower down and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. My apologies. But for somebody to approach me and say, excuse me, sir, you got to wear a mask. Well, yeah, you gotta be a certain kind of person. I don't care if you're 8 feet tall and you got fucking biceps bigger than my fucking torso. Okay, like, it's none of your business as to why I'm not wearing one. Okay, like, you literally have no idea. And so, just, we gotta stand up. We gotta fight against this bullshit. We gotta show the people, okay? If a restaurant, if a business doesn't want you, we gotta take it elsewhere. We gotta support. Oh, but Nathan, we gotta, you know, we gotta follow the rules. No, we don't, okay? I'm sorry. So, anyways, guys, hope you enjoy. Let's do this, okay? 0.07% of deaths is nothing to be afraid of. All right. Peace.